I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. More than 50 Taliban militants are reportedly dead as Pakistan's major anti-insurgency operation continues. As it does, Pakistani Christians have set aside Sunday, July 26th, as a day of prayer for Pakistan as persecution grows. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says while many Christians left the Taliban-seated areas, there's still a Christian witness.
There are still some solid believers who are committed to reaching Muslims for Christ, and they have said, there are still Muslims here who need to hear the gospel, who need to hear about Jesus' love, so we're going to stay and we're going to keep ministering.
Go to our website to help them. Next, gang violence couldn't stop the advance of God's word on a native reservation in the U.S. A drunken and hostile gang leader disrupted the second night of ministry of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries' On Eagle's Wings team. The team lost precious ministry time as the girls returned to the bus and the guys worked to defuse the situation. Thank God for protection from an apparent attempt to bomb one vehicle and for dozens of people who responded to the gospel. And after 200 years, a ministry dedicated to spreading God's word has a new name. International Bible Society Send the Light will now be known as Biblica, says Vice President for Communications Steve Johnson.
The reason that we moved forward under this new name is we wanted a name that really communicated that the Bible was front and center to everything we do everywhere around the world. And we really feel like Biblica captures that vision.
Biblica has renewed vision for bringing God's word to more countries, including the Global South and those nations impacted by disaster or the HIV/AIDS pandemic. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available World Christians 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for the Muslim world. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.